Hey, this is Enigma September, and you're now listening to the Enigma Sep Hour. The podcast is brought to you by Freedom Train Radio. Shouts out to Joe Ward and Patrick Irvine. Freedom Train Radio is supported by PAX Inc. You can find information about the organization at www.pactsinc.org. To my podcast listeners, make sure to check out the live recording of the podcast on my YouTube page at youtube.com/EnigmaSep927. That's E-N-I-G-M-A-S-E-P-T 927. Remember to hit the like and subscribe buttons and leave comments so I know that you were there. I might even give you a shout out on the podcast. Maybe. While you're on YouTube, also make sure to check out my bro, Big Low, and his Ill Coffee vlog at youtube.com/BigLowHipHop. And check out my young homie, Backpack Beats, and his Beats and Vlog series at youtube.com/BackpackBeats. Remember, that's Backpack Beats with a Z. If you want your song played on the podcast, shoot me your track in MP3 or waveform to my email at enigmaself@gmail.com. Make sure to tag the track with your name and the title of the song. It doesn't have to be clean. Also, add a short bio about yourself and any important information about the song or upcoming project in the email. Lastly, make sure to follow me on all social media. You can find me at EnigmaSelp9 on Twitter, at EnigmaSelp on IG and TikTok, and on Facebook at facebook.com/EnigmaSelp and facebook.com/EnigmaSelp9. Now that we have that out the way, well, let's get to the first song of the day. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby. Yurt.
She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me. She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me. Yeah.
I ain't really wanna speak on it. Shawty really got some ass on her. Hit the strip and spend some cash on her. Late nights in Southern California. Home really like to smoke weed. Holly Shawty roll the marijuana. Beat the pussy up till the morning. Tell that hoe to leave, she a goner. Wanna slide and bust plays with me. Leaving clothes trying to stay with me. Cologne Versace underwear Fendi. Gucci bag carry 150. Told them niggas they can't fuck with me. She just love I stay up out my business. Told that bitch to stay up in the kitchen. Beat the pussy up with her permission.
She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me. She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me. Baby, like spending the time, relaxing the mind. Ain't no doubt that you're fine, so I had to make a mind. Tell me if it's a crime, just a love that I could do. Country chick, good food. Damn, I love the way she move. If I could take her around the world.
Fucking that bitch in a private jet. Don't want the pussy, just want the neck. Lay your ass down, I be eating that. Arching your back, I be beating that. See, I like to play with that putty cat. I like to fuck her and take her back. She hit your phone, you gon' take her back.
She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me. She like relaxing her mind with me, like spending her time with me. She had the best of her life with me, had the best of her nights with me. Catch me again, she gon' ride for me. Knock a bitch out and die for me. Hop in the foreign and slide with me. Roll up and get high with me.
Yes, sir. We back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You know what I'm saying? And that was with me, my man King Red with Jody Somerville, getting y'all with the exclusive right here on the Enigma Step Hour. And just to introduce real quick, I got my man M3 in the building. What's going on, Black Suit?
Yo, what's good, man? It's your boy M3 in the building, you know. Representing the clip, Black Suit Music. Being in the clip, you should already know.
Already. Duval. Now, I know those who listen to the intro probably like, wait, E, you don't sound the same. Yeah.
Excuse my boy, man. He a little under the weather, that's all. He a little under the weather,
bro. Just a little bit, but we thugging it. I'm a super thug like Noriega. All right, so we're going to get into it. All right, first thing, we got to get this RIP, man. We lost a hip-hop soldier, West Coast soldier. My man, Badass, you know what I'm saying? DPG, you know what I'm saying? He rolling with Snoop, rolling with Corrupt and the Dog Pound, you know what I'm saying? I think he was a cousin. I think he was Snoop and Dad's cousin. Man's passed at 43. Died in the jail cell, man.
Dang. Rest in peace.
You don't want that, man. So, but yeah, man. I mean, growing up, especially when the West Coast was killing it, you know what I'm saying? Like 93, 94. Like, you know.
Oh, just popping out the womb, man.
Yeah, I was about to say, you probably, my man was in his huggies. his daddy was in the 6'4". But yeah, man, like, he was just part of the clique, you know what I'm saying? He was one of them dudes that was always around. I think he was on the Chronic 2001 album, too. Mm-hmm. Man, I know a lot of people, I was surprised that happened. I thought a lot of people would think it was Bootsy Badass, maybe even Joey Badass.
Yeah.
So, but those who knew, you know what I mean? So, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to the West Coast General Man Badass.
R.I.P.
I'm gonna waste this tea on myself. You know, I sound old, man. Golly. Next in line, what we got? Speaking of badasses, Cody. Speaking of Joe gonna kick my ass. Kodak Black was sentenced to 3 years and 10 months.
Three dang years.
In the feds. I think I said it before. Getting fed time ain't that bad. I said it in one of the earlier episodes.
He got it. I think he got off easy.
Yeah, weapon charges. Yeah. But, now granted, 3 years, I went with 3 years nowhere. But, fed time ain't that bad. It's worse than state.
Yeah, he'll be in there watching TV, playing tennis.
Exactly. Club Med, Club Fed.
Eating good.
Nah, he's in Miami. Apparently, too. Apparently, they say he got in a fight. Mm. His lawyer's saying that he got drugged, that day he was drinking tea like me, and they drugged the tea, and he started acting erratic. Mm. Apparently, he grabbed one of the COs in the nuts. Man, they had surgery. God damn, Kodak got here.
Yeah, surgery.
Yeah, Kodak got here ripping niggas nuts off. Nigga.
That boy out of control, man.
Hey, Rocco brought Jesus some new shoes. That nigga was dick sucking. God damn. Shouts out to Freddie Gibbs.
I got old cash spazzing on their ass.
Yeah, he's spazzing for real. That nigga a nut buster. God damn. Damn, Kodak, we got to relax, bro. Man, a day in. I don't know, maybe. I don't know how far he gonna get.
Might get some extra time.
Right, that nigga cracking nuts. Cracking CO nuts already? Come on, dog. You gotta relax. So, yeah. Yo, you saw that the joint on the NFL yesterday?
The helmet.
Yeah.
The helmet smasher.
Yeah. So, those that don't know, Pittsburgh and the Browns were playing. Browns actually kicking ass for once. And there was an altercation with the DN and the quarterback. Quarterback, I don't know their names. Fuck them.
Miles Garrett.
Thank you. I know Miles Garrett's the DN.
Mason Rudolph.
And Rudolph. Mason Rudolph. So Mason Rudolph, they got a little tussle. Mason Rudolph tried to take Miles Garrett's head off. Tried to take his helmet off. So, being a DN, Got on Miles Garrett was actually able to take the head off.
Take the helmet off. Do it, right?
Right, exactly. And proceeded to swing his helmet, bust old boy in this shit. Hey, man, they both wrong. That's how I look at it. Me as a football coach, a youth football coach, you know what I'm saying? I try to tell my kids, man, if somebody piss you off, you know what I'm saying? Like, take that aggression in the next play.
Right. It's a contact sport.
Right. Especially, you'll do, you know, defense. Your defensive end.
Get to him.
Like, your whole thing, defensive end, your whole thing is to bust ass.
Right.
That's all you do. You bust ass on the O-line, and you get that quarterback. So, I think my man should have had a little bit more discipline, but I do ride on the side of Mason Rudolph. Should have got something, a fine or something, because if you look at the whole tape, he initiated that thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, now, so too, honestly, my hot take is I don't think Pouncey should have got fined or suspended.
Oh, he got suspended too?
Yeah. He got everybody but the quarterback. He didn't want to start the shit.
He should have at least got fined.
Exactly, dog. You know what I mean? But yeah.
Protect the quarterback, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's an O-line job. That was my O-line. I was like, thank you, bro. That's what you're supposed to do. NFL wilding. Speaking of NFL wilding, word is that tomorrow, today is Friday, so if y'all hearing this on Monday on the podcast, this is it's too late. It already happened. Colin Kaepernick is supposed to get a workout.
Finally.
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 You know what I mean? Hey, finally get that workout. Now, some people, you got two, you know, always two sides of the story. You got some people who think that it's a setup by the NFL, a PR stunt. You know what I mean? They just trying to do it to make themselves look good, saying that they give Kaepernick opportunity to do it. But people pointed out that it's on a Saturday. And most, you know what I'm saying, most teams, they can't prepare for Sunday.
All right.
You know what I mean? So you doing it on a Saturday.
Who's coming to watch?
Exactly. You know what I mean? Let me sit my fat ass back.
It's crazy that he got blackballed for taking the knee. Think about all the quarterbacks that's in the league right now.
Bro, exactly. Exactly.
Some sorry quarterbacks out there. I mean, real sorry. Some real sorry quarterbacks out there. And they still got a job. So that's just... That just tripped me out that they blackballed the man for taking a knee during the national anthem.
Right. And for a legit cause, bro. But on the flip side, people saying that they suspect that Jay-Z may have had a hand in him even getting the workout.
Jay-Z got a hand in everything nowadays, ain't he?
The Illuminati. Illuminati. Jay-Z is Disney Plus.
Jay-Z, you ever seen it's this thing on Netflix? I think, is it called The Godfather?
The Godfather of Harlem.
And it's this dude, he know everybody. You gotta watch it. He know everybody. I mean, he know music industry people.
Yeah.
Sports. Anything you can think of, he know somebody and he can get you connected.
Yeah, that's it right now. Apparently. So, we're going to see what happens, man. I'm glad he got the opportunity, but also kind of suspicious. But I think he's been training for whatever.
Yeah.
So, I think it's going to come down to him doing right. But like you said, it's some whack-ass quarterbacks.
Jacksonville Jaguars. Man. Shout out to Duval, but we had one for a long time in Blake Bortles.
Man. Yeah, I'm kind of mad they got rid of your mustache, boy. Man, it was out there kind of balling, man.
Man, she was, you know, he was doing his thing.
He was doing what he had to do. But, yeah, you got a Super Bowl
he
wasn't quarterback.
Ready. He was doing his thing, though. He gonna come in handy in about three more years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking like damn Ace Ventura.
Fear the
I told y'all I'm sick. Don't judge me. Edit point, Pat, edit that call. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm tripping. What was talking about?
Kaepernick. Okay. So hopefully you get a chance, man. Sure, I think if anybody, New Jersey needs his ass.
Yeah, I'd like to see him on a team. Whatever team he go to, I'll play with him on Madden, you know. Grab,
right.
Go in there and run some quarterback option or something, make somebody mad online.
I'm trying to think, ain't your boy out from Carolina?
Cam Newton.
Cam. Ain't Cam out? These niggas lost a game last night, 4-3, nigga. How you lose a game 4-3?
4-3.
Right.
How they? Who had four?
Hello.
Who they played?
Ah, damn, I don't know who they played, my nigga. Probably the Jets. I think it was the Jets.
And how they ended up with four? They got two safeties.
Two safeties. Gotta be. I woke up this morning like the fuck. 4-3, nigga.
Two safeties.
No offense at all, dog.
Won the game.
They lose. You get one field goal and still lose.
Terrible.
Man.
Terrible.
Yeah, so the Jets of Carolina, one of them need Kaepernick right now. That man can run.
The Jets could definitely use him.
All right. That was crazy. All right, we'll get on the document before we get up out of it. It was a lot of other stuff. That was, oh, shoot. Man, everybody, what happened to Drake?
Got booed during the festival. He ain't had no business out there anyway.
Man.
At Tyler the Creator Festival.
But Tyler invited him.
Tyler would do something like
Tyler,
that.
He would did Tyler set him up?
Yeah, he would purposely do something like that and invite that man out there.
Tyler set that man up for the oak.
What's funny that he signed that 10-year contract to come out there.
That's kind of, man, he don't sign a 10-year contract at, how old that fool is, 33 now?
He said he going to bother them till they 30 years old.
Man, when you 33, you old, bro. 33 is like dumb old. That's Disney Plus, though. How about that? BET hate Disney. Because BET came up with the Plus first. It was BET Plus.
BET Plus. And not Disney, Disney came Plus. Came out.
Yeah, Disney come in and crush the buildings. Disney, BET like, man, fuck y'all. BET. Don't matter. They was a Plus first.
The Disney Plus only got like one episode on it per show, something like that.
Everybody got hyped by Darkwing Duck. It was only one episode. It was a pilot. It didn't even have Gosling on that thing.
They should have knew better. They should have knew better, man.
Nah, it's straight now. But I try to tell people on Twitter. I was like, it's gonna be a data mine because you're gonna have all them people on it, including us. Yeah. Feeder already asked, baby, can we get Disney Plus? Can we get Disney Plus? Like, man, we got YouTube, we got Netflix.
We got a lot of things. We got cable.
We got Tubi.
Everybody missed Disney, man. Disney was, that was people's lives back when.
You like the Goofy movie, don't you?
How old was I when the Goofy movie
came
out?
I was about to say, yeah, I don't know.
I probably was like maybe like 3 or 4 years old.
Apparently I was a little too old because we mad people like, oh, the Goofy movie classic. That was a Goofy movie, nigga?
Nah, that was classic.
I didn't know. I didn't know there was a Goofy movie.
The little show at the end.
95.
Oh, see, that make it even worse. So that's how you know it was a classic? Because I was like, born in 94. And I watched it when I was 4 or 5, right. So that means 4 or 5 years later it still was playing.
Yeah, nah, 95, nigga, I was grown. Y'all see this beard on my face? I had a beard on my face in 95. Straight up.
So yeah, definitely a classic.
I was out here kissing, getting mono and shit. I'm joking, I ain't never had mono. Y'all stop. Relax.
Just a joke.
I was kissing though. I got my first kiss in 95. I finna make Fee mad jealous, yo. You ain't gonna believe where I got my first kiss.
What?
Public library, dog.
Public library.
The public library. If he ain't gonna wanna go to Leroy College Library ever again. Yeah, we're going to Smith Williams from there on out. That's that old school. Yeah, man, I went up there. I can't tell the full story. I don't wanna embarrass nobody.
You don't wanna put anybody out there.
Yeah, chick I was in too. She told him she was up there. I went up there. And it felt like we was in the corner, but we wasn't.
Y'all really wasn't.
We was wide open.
Y'all was all out there.
So she kissed me. But it was like a little cubby hole in the back of the library, like a little stairwell. See, I took her back there. And got, I mean, I picked her ass up on the wall. Like, I thought I was bad. I thought I was doing something.
Come get it.
I was still a virgin for like 3 years. Gotta kiss him for nothing. But anyway, let me get off that. But yeah, my thing about Drake though, with that shit, I told y'all already, I think we're coming to the end of an era in regards to what I call like the class of 09 or the Dat Piff era or the second mixtape era. So just, you know, the Wale's, the Kendricks, the Drake's, the J. Cole's, the Big Sean's, Big Crit, Wiz Khalifa, just, you know, Nipsey, may he rest in peace. Like all them cats that came through around that era, I think it's their time to start. I mean, they ain't gonna never fall off.
Right.
You know, just like Jig ain't never really fall off of Nas or Outkast. They still gonna have some that are classic.
Right.
But as far as them like leading the culture, I think that's starting to come to an end. I think this is just another indication. Nicki Minaj, she part of that class. But I think it's just another indication that it's a change of the guard.
I don't know how I feel about that, man.
It happened. Just keep waking up, trust me.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, you gotta imagine. Like I said, you know.
But it's happened several times.
You're right.
Already.
Right.
If you think about it.
I mean, if you look at that, it from the Big Daddy Kane's or Rakim's,
yeah,
to the Nas and Tupac's and Biggie's, to the Eminem and Ludacris's, mm-hmm, to the, you know, the Kanye's and the T.I.'s and the 50 Cent's.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's always like different eras or whatever.
Just keep on pushing.
Yeah, man. So that's how I look at it. Speaking of the new generation, Lil Nas X won a country music award. So shouts out to him. You know what I mean?
You know when that song first came out? I thought that song was like a parody.
I think it is.
I thought it was just
like a joke.
A parody that.
Right.
I thought it was a remix of something.
Right.
I didn't know that that was the actual song.
But no, you know what? I saw this thing on YouTube and ain't. Because I'm a hip hop historian. You know, that's why I do the podcast. Cause I studied the game. I like studying the game. And but it was on Instagram, on YouTube. They broke it down where like this current era. So look, like Lil Nas X, Ugly God, Blueface.
It's Blueface, baby.
Like all them, like these new cats. We call the era the meme era. Oh, your boy, in particular, Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
Like, it's all about trolling. Because really, Lil Nas X was originally a troll. Like, he was like a Nicki Minaj. He was part of the Nicki Minaj little Navy camp, whatever, you know. Little beehive or whatever. I think that's why he go by Lil Nas X, because, you know, it was rumored that she was dating Nas.
Yeah.
So I think that's how he got his little name or whatever. But, nah, like, The clip was saying how, like, a lot of these rappers came up because they were just trolling. You know what I mean? Like I said, like an Ugly God, like a, like Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, Tekashi 6ix9ine was just trolling the whole time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just going around just fucking with people. That was the whole MO.
Right.
So it's fitting that, yeah, the number one song of this generation so far would be
that song.
Yeah. I like it though. Ain't gonna front. It's a guilty pleasure.
It's a catchy joint for sure.
Yeah, he did it. I like the other joint. I like the Panani. The Panani joint.
It just caught me off guard when I seen him getting awards and stuff. I was like,
that's for real?
Hold up, nigga, this a song?
Right, right, right.
I thought somebody just made this and was laughing making memes. Like,
no. He probably was.
I ain't have no clue. I actually watched the interview on him, and he was saying how he, what you were saying about the troll. He was like, he took the Twitter,
yeah,
and started posting the song,
yeah,
and like doing little clips, funny videos, stuff like that. And then when they start catching on, people start retweeting it. He was like, that's when it just blew up in his face.
Well, that's how I remember Soulja Boy. I remember when Soulja Boy blew up. Yeah, I remember the first time I heard the song. My man Skeet. He kind of look like my man's. Ain't gonna front. You like my man
kinda
Skeet.
Look like Skeet.
Yeah, he old now. But no, my man Skeet. Like he was like legit in the group at the time. It's like 11 years ago. So I was like 28. I was like 27. He was like 18 or whatever. Mm. So he was legit to us because, you know, we had regular full-time jobs. He was still in high school. But he put us on like, yo, man, you gotta check this song out. But the thing about it was the songs were all attached to like Winnie the Pooh cartoons and like SpongeBob. Yeah. But they was like doing the dance and we was like cracking up like, man, we're like, man, what the fuck is this shit? It's like how you wasn't loving Nas X. We was like,
this ain't real.
Niggas ain't no, this ain't got video. We got a $10 million deal. We out here making songs in our bedroom looking crazy.
He definitely probably was one of the first people to do that.
Matter of fact, I'm going to put y'all on. Especially if you're on YouTube, man, you can look for it now. We made a song called Walk to the Bus Stop.
Walk to the Bus Stop.
Walk to the Bus Stop. Walk to the Bus Stop. You... revert with it. Walk to the bus stop. Walk. Yo, if you're on YouTube, look up Walk to the Bus Stop.
Check that out later.
I think if you look up Walk to the Bus Stop, look up Flamilia, which is my old rap group name. So Flamilia. That's Flamilia.
Oh, Flamilia.
Yeah. Y'all check that out. Yeah, man. It was goofy. We was picking fun. But that shit was kind of tight.
Y'all might have made another one. This thing, you know, y'all would have.
We would have been there.
$10 million deal.
With guitars in the air. Anyway, man, I was gonna talk about. I'm gonna get into it real quick. Got a couple minutes. Yeah. Speaking of class of 09, I seen some old heads bitching on Twitter about where it got out that DJ Premier had asked Drake and Kendrick Lamar to be on the Gangstar album that came out a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. You know, J. Cole was on the lead single.
Yeah.
So, it was a few people, I guess, when the news got out, they was bitching, saying that if Kendrick and Drake were supposed to be real MCs, they would have did it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? And on one end, I get it. You know what I'm saying? If you want to hop on something, you should have a Hot 16 ready to go.
Right.
Regardless, but on the flip side, my thinking is, even though the album did come out to be dope, we didn't know that at the time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And you gotta think about it, man. Guru died like I think 09, and even before then, him and Premier hadn't even like made a song in like, correct me if I'm wrong, those out there, if y'all listening, probably like 4 or 5 years. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They was strange because Guru was hanging with his dude Solar. A lot of people thought it was a funny situation.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? In all kind of aspects. It was just kind of like, and unfortunately he passed away, you know what I'm saying, before they could make another album.
Right.
So you got to imagine like Guru, any verses that you would think that Premier would have would be at least like 15, 16 years old.
Right.
And it's kind of like, you going to make a viable album with 16-year-old, you know what I'm saying? 16-year-old lyrics.
Verses, yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You're going to listen to the verse and think this nigga going to be, rapping about Really Fee.
Ain't going to be rapping about
Really Fee. Wait, what Fee talking about? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he better be watching while he posting. Yo, hey, Raven October, you better be watching. Yo, this is my partner in crime, my cousin. You know what I'm saying? That's who I did the rap group with. You know what I mean?
Damn.
He went by Raven October. That's why I got my name and nickname September. Yeah, yeah. My man Dermo. You know what I mean? So you better be watching while he posting on Facebook. Anyway, support real hip hop. But yo, I'm saying this and get up out of here. But nah, man, like, I feel like we ain't know how good the album gonna be. You know what I'm saying? Post humorous albums can be hit or miss. You know what I'm saying? Even when Biggie came out with, Puffy came out with Born Again.
Right.
When Biggie died, it was like 2 years later. So if he was still rapping about talking on a Motorola, it kind of be still relevant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got Guru talking about Motorola. You know what I'm saying? 2019, niggas will be like, what? Shit, what is that?
Everybody got an iPhone.
Right. You know what I mean? But luckily, you know what I'm saying? The album did come out. It didn't sound dated. But Kendrick didn't know that. You know what I'm saying? Drake didn't know that. They probably didn't want to. I mean, as much as they probably respect them as a unit in their hip-hop status,
right,
as far as, you know, Gangsta go, they ain't know how well the album's going to be taken. And then also, too, I mean, is that Kendrick working on a new album, which, honestly, he 2 years behind. If you look at his Kendrick schedule, he was supposed to drop an album beginning of this year.
Been waiting.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? He had a baby or whatever with his wifey. So that was the hold up, you know what I mean? So, yeah, man, y'all heads got to chill. Hell, had they rapped anyway, y'all would have been hating. So.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have liked it, whatever the song was anyway.
Thank you, bro. Thank you.
They probably wouldn't even have been messing with it.
Exactly. All right, shout out to my man Joe in the building. I see you, playboy. All right, we're going to take this break. We can get to this next song. Then we'll come back and get this interview out of the way, man. I got my man M3 in the building.
Yo.
So we're going to hit y'all with this Trim Soul New Moon. I decided to get this joint because he working on some new stuff. I know you got a joint with Trim. King Red. So, King Red a troll. He a good troll, though. He a good-hearted troll.
I fuck with King Red.
Yeah, King Red, that nigga, man. That nigga King of Tallahassee. Yeah, I see it. Fuck it. My bad, Tarif. Tarif the King of FSU. King Red, King of Tallahassee. Anyway, man, we're going to go to this next track. Trim Soul, New Moon. On the Enigma 7 Hour, you got time, baby.
All right. Tell them this new moon, no twilight. Lost a spark, now I'm shadow dark. Throw it back, I know you're nasty, baby. And tired of waiting, no rest to rock. But like animals, we make quite a pair. Now ride alone, was like Noah's Ark. Getting on the real dog, she love the riders like Iron Man. Tony Stark, she should jump off. Disembark, posse in waters, that's full of sharks. I got the trees and yeah, that's my So I never trip when life comes with bar. That's the harder part, but I'm the hardest part. Live a pirate life and that's rated R. Get the treasure booty, that's pleasure cut. Leave a couple scars, the X mark the spot. It's like Wahlberg, wasn't all her. Her curse talk from all walls of her. No concern, I'm 25, with plenty drive. I hit the swerve, that's curve relaxing. Let's party dance and carry double glasses. I'm such a nerd. When the shadows cast it, they'll all be asking, God dang, what happened, but what you heard? This new moon, no twilight. Lost a spark, now I'm shadow dark. From the racks of crisis to the first quarter, I'm fresh to order. I put you start my zone, so spacious, floating off in my spaceship. Out of range, I'm outrageous, never shaking my greatness. So hold your tongue and watch the young get down. Taking out all my competitors. Now that I got these in claws, although I am not the Black Panther, I'm pledging Wakanda forever. And we must spit on them, because they do not know the way. Tell me why you running. Mask off, face to face, yeah. Taking my name and I'm branding it, I got them shot like I'm Brannigan, yeah. I do not know about your mans and them. All them boys fake is a mannequin, yeah. All of these rap politics, I'm the presidential candidate, yeah. I just come so well equipped, and I manage my advantages, yeah. My circular aura, got my songs in rotation. You checking out the orbit, found an echo location. You know I'm here to conquer. I hit my zone as a lady. I'm left alone just to ponder. I'm going through all the faces. This is new moon, no twilight. Lost a spark, now I'm shadow dark. From the waiting portion to the last quarter, I get in order and push the star. My zone so spacious, floating off in my spaceship. Out of range, I'm outrageous, never stalling my greatness. So hold your tongue and watch the young get down.
All right, and we back. This is your boy Enigma September. This is the Enigma Sep Hour podcast presented to you by Freedom Train Radio. That was my man Trim Soul with New Moon, not to be confused with the old moon, or full moon, or your mama moon, or your daddy moon. And you, anyway, I'm tripping. Let me stop, man. I got my man M3 in the building, man. Glad to have you here, bro.
glad to be here, man.
You a jet dog.
Yeah, I'm young, man.
God damn.
I'm out here, dude.
Why you got a familiar face, though?
I think it's somebody around Tallahassee that I look like.
You gotta be, dog.
Ever since I moved here.
Everybody say you look like somebody.
And I started working and stuff, they be like, are you so-and-so? I'd be like, I don't know who this guy is, who y'all think I look like. But I know I look like him because y'all keep stopping me and asking me about this dude.
Yo, if y'all out there on YouTube, man, I got to let my man know. My man got a familiar face. It's all good, though.
I got a twin out here.
Yeah, man. You got
I ain't bought into him yet.
What do they call it? Doppelganger?
Doppelganger.
Doppelganger. I told y'all, man, newspaper podcast. Newspaper podcast. Journalism. I said podcast and broadcast. Newspaper. What is it, a hot toddy? Yeah. It's Fee's fault. Fee got me on this hot toddy.
She got you on the hot toddy.
She got me on the hot toddy. No Usher, no Jay-Z. That whack ass song. Anyway, so came out of Duval.
Straight out of Duval, man. I actually was born in Clearwater, but I don't remember none of that shit.
So. You're right.
Might as well say born and raised in Duval.
Nah, it's like my mom. My mom was born in Melbourne. We ain't got nobody. We ain't never been there.
Though.
Yeah. I think she went there like last year for like a 59th birthday.
I actually need to ask my mom how that happened.
Yeah.
Because she from Fernandina, which is outside of Jacksonville.
Right.
And my dad from South Carolina. So I'm trying to figure out how the hell I ended up born in Clearwater. I'm going to have to figure that story out.
Real talk. Shoot. That's what my mama is. She's like, how you going from Tallahassee? Her daddy from Alabama. Yeah, I got the Melbourne.
She must have just been driving through.
Right.
Popped out.
Nah, it was there for a minute, and then that fool brought my mama and my grandma back and dipped. It rolled out, man. JT Anthony tripping. But that's what I look like if I want fat. Anyway, he ain't about me. So how long you been in Tallahassee, bro?
About what it is. About to be 25. About 7 years.
Okay. Came for school.
Coming up. Yeah, I came for school. My brother, he went to FSU. I was going to TCC. And then met a girl.
I always start with a girl. God damn, wait a
minute.
Oh, shit.
Now I'm here.
Oh, shit. Wait. Let me do the Idris Elba.
Yeah.
Oh, you got two kids?
Yeah, I got two boys, man.
They feel like a kid your damn self. The hell?
That's why I said I'm out here, though.
You really are?
I'm wow. Young, man. I'm out here.
Dang, that's like two of them.
Two of them.
You got two boys, though.
Thank God.
Well, let me tell you. I got my baby three. Was a handful, boy. A whole handful of you.
Dang, ain't want nothing to do with that. My second son actually was supposed to be a girl, whole pregnancy. Thought he was gonna be a girl. Yeah. Popped out. Boy.
Amen.
I was like, well, thank you.
Word. Your pocket's gonna get eight.
I ain't gonna lie, I was kinda sad at first. I ain't even gonna front.
Because you wanted the balance.
I wanted that baby girl. And then I thought about it, I was like, well.
That's like about you, that baby girl, dog.
I'll be alright.
Nah, she gonna rip your heart. That girl gonna take all your heart. Your boy, you gonna be like, all right, little knucklehead boy.
You're
told Fee, we have a boy, and we gonna have a boy. I told Fee, I have a boy, like, it gonna be night and day, because she think I'm gonna spoil him, because I spoil my baby
nah.
Now. Nah. Not me. She gonna spoil him.
I be picking mine up by his color.
Right.
Get right.
Right. M3, no. See,
get
I told
right.
you.
Right, now.
M3, no.
You gonna spoil him.
Exactly.
Nah. Daddy gonna pick him up by that neck.
You know what I'm saying? But get your ass over here. What the hell you doing?
I be picking him up by his neck. And the other one, he just be looking. I'm like, you see what's going on?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Take notes. You next.
How old the boys?
Finna be four in January, and then my other son be two in December.
I don't like him. I don't like him.
You don't like him?
I don't like him. I ain't like him. I don't like him, dog. I ain't too close to my baby age.
They gonna be good people.
My baby three. I don't care. They boys. I'm gonna be like T.I. Oh, look, we go to the doctor. I don't like them boys.
Get this checked out.
I am joking.
Is a fool with it.
I am joking. They ain't never doing that. But,
say that now.
No, nah, dog. That's some creepy shit. Nah, hell no. Nah.
You say that now.
Nah, dog. I said in the last podcast, and I got to go back because I made some mistakes in my last podcast. I forgot what I said, though. But no, nah, man. I would want to know just to let her know what to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but I don't want to find out. I don't want to know by telling her not to do it.
Right.
You know, my thing is, if you're going to do it, be smart. You know what I mean? Now, granted, do I want to do it early? Hell no. Because, you know, people just don't have that mental. Like, the fact you 25 with two kids, ain't no way I could do that, bro. Just knowing me at that time. Yeah. Nah, I would need a couple more years.
Took a lot of soul searching, man.
Bro, I had my baby at 36, and it took me some soul searching. Like, what have I done? What is going on?
I think the second one hit me. Second one hit me way worse than the first one. The first one, I was kind of like, all right, let me step up. That second one, I wanted to share it. I was like, God. The other one, I don't know how I'm going to handle this.
You man.
But.
No judgment, the same old.
You shake it out, make it work, yeah, same.
Same old. Same I mean, old. Ain't no judgment either way, but I was just curious. That's dope, though. That's dope, because you got one, you're just dealing with one.
Just got to deal with one.
Yeah, yeah. Now, if you had, like, two, even if it was two and two, yeah, that would be pressure for me.
I'd be out here stressing.
I ain't got to worry about Fee. Fee straight. I know Fee love me, but. Let me say, because Fee going to be my wife, so I'm good with that. But if it would have been like baby mama.
Two.
I don't know how y'all boys do it. No, no, how y'all. So,
two, three, four, five.
Right. Niggas out here with. Let me not talk. Niggas be listening. Man, y'all. Hey, salute y'all boys. But no, I'm proud of you with that, man. So what got you into rapping?
It's funny. This is a funny story because when I was younger, I wanted to be a singer.
And hey,
but I couldn't sing.
Same. Hey, that's my story. Hey, my story, Fee. That's my story, dog. Go ahead.
I could not sing. I could sing a little bit. I could hold a little tune. But it wasn't good enough.
We all think we can hold a tune. You see CeeLo up there.
So then I was like, well, let me try rhyming.
Yeah.
And that was just like, that was easy. It was just coming off the tongue. I said, well, here we go.
Right.
Because I always liked music. I always liked the music when I was younger, growing up. Like, I was always into music. So I was like, well, I can rap. Let me dive into that.
Yeah. And when did you start?
I've probably been rapping since I was like maybe like 11 or 12. But I didn't start taking it seriously till probably about 19, 20.
Yeah.
That's when I was like, all right, I want to be a rapper.
And do you remember your first performance?
Yeah, I do. It was funny because we had practice or whatever, me and my brother, we had practice.
I had a routine.
We got up there. And I had the mic in my hand. And, you know, I'm supposed to be, you know, introducing myself, saying whatever.
Right.
Just froze. I was just like. And the DJ looked at me, and I looked at him, and he just played the track. But I had practice, so when the track came on, I started rapping the song. But I ain't never think about that. I ain't think about before.
Yeah. Yeah, you
I
think
know
about
what I wanted to say.
You know the build up. Yeah.
I ain't have it together.
No. Man. What's up, JC? JC in the building. So, how much older is your brother to you? You up there?
Nah, he ain't that old. He actually ain't. It's not my blood brother. I just call him that.
Oh,
we're the same age.
It's all good.
But we've been tight since we was probably like 12, 13 years old.
Oh, man, it's all good, man. It's all good, man. I understand that. But, no, that's, man, for y'all to have that know-it-all, bro, that was good. That was good. Like, I'm really impressed in regards to, like, knowing you got to practice to rap. Because a lot of people don't think, including myself, I ain't think I really had to practice. I figured you knew your song. So I used to rap over my vocals. Y'all can judge me now. I used to rap on my vocal figure. Right. My vocals in the background, I'd be all right. You know what I mean? So and then it worked out for you that you had practice and voila. You know what I mean?
Definitely come in handy now.
Right. Right, for real. Matter of fact, yo, if y'all listening to the live joint, my man gonna be performing over there at Railroad Square tonight, Friday. So y'all make sure you check it out. Now, if you listen to the podcast, a little too late. Oops,
y'all
bad.
Missed it. It was live though.
Hey, shout out Lisa. JC gonna talk about, I gotta call Marcel P. Black on Enigma. Yeah, call that nigga. I run that nigga. No rapping over vocals, man. Ain't no. It was 03. Shoot. Anyway.
I was thinking about that song the other day.
What's up?
You know, he was saying, real MCs don't rap over vocals.
Right. I was looking like, God. Not no more, but.
I might have did it once or twice.
Yeah.
Don't judge me.
No, I don't really judge people. It's it's kind of one of those things where we're going to take a pause. Baby, you give me some Gatorade. Okay. It's one of those things, man. We like to drink champs. We can have people in the background. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
People are talking in the background, making noises, hear glass clanking. But no, it's one of those things I feel like if you know about it off top. I mean, if you know about it, I don't think most people do off top. But if you know about it, then you should relax. But a lot of people don't, because I know with me and my cousin, we was rapping over our vocals because we saw people doing it on television. Like, right. I remember seeing like Ludacris on the BET Awards rapping over his vocals. Like, I know that distinctively.
Right.
So it was like when you see, oh, you get the water. Fee, we get the water. But I know you could see, I mean, I remember seeing that and thinking like, okay, this is the way to go or whatever. So with that being said, like, I don't judge people until I tell them. Now, if I tell them or if they've been told, then they do it, then it's just like, I don't know what to tell you, bro.
I don't even know what made, I think my first performance, we took the vocals out, and I don't even know what made us.
No, because you got a rap spirit over you, that you know what's good.
We
That's
just took
why.
Them out, and we rapped the song. And that was one of the things that, because we was like nervous or whatever, but somebody was like, I'll tell y'all one thing. Y'all rapped every damn word of that song. Y'all hit every word of the song like it was playing. So I was like, well, I guess we did something right.
Yeah, yeah. I think I remember my man Stess was telling me, he was just like, it just sound better when you don't rap up your vocals.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then also too, if you, because my thing is, I'm bad at memorizing my lyrics. So
I forget mine all the time.
Yeah,
too.
So it's like, if you got your vocals behind you and you forget, it's going to be, like, people going to tell.
Right.
Versus if you don't got your vocals and you forget.
Slip up a little bit.
Exactly.
Do a little and just dive back in.
So
there.
It's
they ain't going to know the difference.
So the thing is, it's not even on some tilt where it's like, you got to be like some rap genius. Really, it helps out. Even if you use a simpleton in rap, like if you're a novice to this, it help you out, because you can always just freestyle and just say something with some crazy shit and it don't even matter.
What I did notice taking the vocals out of the song, it's kind of like when you're rapping over the vocals, you start kind of reciting a little bit because you're rapping with your vocals. But when you take it out, it kind of puts you back in that mood when you was actually recording it.
Yeah,
and it made the performance better.
Exactly. So, all y'all listening out there, you know what I mean? all those listening out there, yeah, man, take heed. As far as your music go, bro, who are some of your main influences?
My favorite rapper growing up was Big Sean. So I took a lot of influence from him with his punchlines and stuff.
Don't tell A to the L.
All the time.
Yeah, don't tell DJ A to the L. He hate Big Sean.
He hate him.
I don't know why he hate Big Sean, but I know he hate Big Sean.
There's a lot of...
But fuck A to the L.
There's a...
No, it's my brother.
He's one of those artists that I noticed, like a lot of people, they either love him or hate him.
Yeah.
I tell somebody that's my favorite rapper, they be like, Big Sean.
Thank you, baby.
And then you got some other people that's like, yeah, he dope. But he's one of those. It ain't no in between with Big Sean. You either think he dope or you don't fuck with him.
Nah, Sean's straight, bro. That's, I mean, he lyrical. Just I guess he kind of remind me of like a later version of like Ludacris, where it's just like he's so animated that it's hard to take him serious. Yeah. But he dope with the lyrics though.
Yeah, you know? He fight with the pen though.
Yeah, exactly. So when you approach the music, when you think about the songs or whatever, like, what's typically your approach?
Normally, I listen to the beat a little bit, and I just freestyle over it. I won't even bother to write anything to it, maybe for like a month or so. I just keep listening to it, freestyle to it, listen to it in the car, kick a verse to it, and then eventually the hook just come out. During that little, those little freestyle sessions, the hook would come out, and then that's when I'd go back and write the verse. So it take me a while to write a song. I'd be writing maybe like 5 or 6 songs at once, because I'd just be playing beats back over, and then I might catch one, go back, catch the other one, write the first verse to one, and I'm like, I can't think of a second verse right now, because that first verse went too hard, so now I gotta wait.
Yeah, you sound like me. Yeah, I'm kind of like the one, like you said, just kind of, you kind of draw the inspiration from the beat, and then right. Just kind of construct it from there. And then once you get in that role,
once I just, get there,
yeah,
it's time to go.
Yes, sir. Yeah, we do. We done as far as the method of the songwriting. I'm gonna say this before we get into what you can present to us. What do you prefer the most, performing or recording?
Probably performing. Mm. I get a real good kick out of performing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it was funny because I used to be like so terrified to perform. Like people like, you need to get on stage. And I used to be like, stage?
Right.
Like, what am I going to do on stage? So like, nah, I get a real kick out of it. I love performing.
Oh, that's dope, bro. Same here. I'm about to have a heart attack with my fat ass. Trying to get up. Stay skinny, my nigga. Stay skinny, trust me.
I know, can't gain weight if I try.
Yeah, so. Be a lot of scared niggas be like, man, I'm trying to gain weight, trying to put, no. Be like Tracy Morgan. Nah, nope. Keep that weight off. It's much more enjoyable. Anyway, man, we're finna get into these tracks, man. Got my man M3 with Get Rich. Yo. And Vibe with me. We're gonna come back. This is the Enigma Sep Hour. You got time, baby.
Let's go get this money, man. Ain't no more being broke.
Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. You gotta be some go-getters. The game need champs and we all can't be winners. Tryna see 6 figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, I ain't no beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see 6 figures.
6 figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Every day I'm in the stacking bills. I'm next factor, I ain't talking Lauryn Hill.
Nope.
The hustle man is pure will. You say you want money, why you sitting still?
Why you sitting still?
I was born to make 100 mil. Some niggas crazy. Some of them was born to kill. Hey. Man, I always gotta keep it real. Big banks, you can call me your Uncle Phil. Cause we been about a bank roll. We up next, no debate, that is case closed. You gotta run from these fake hoes. You caught up by the shine, but it ain't gold. I can't let them know my next goal. Solid steps like I'm walking on my tippy toes. Y'all better pray y'all don't switch modes. If it come to that, nigga, we gon' take souls. Let's get rich, nigga. Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga. You gotta be some go-getters. The game need champs and we all can't be winners. Tryna see 6 figures. I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga. Adept, I ain't no beginner. They say the game cold, but I bet I will never shiver. Hey, let's get rich, nigga. Nigga, nigga, nigga. Let's get rich, nigga. Nigga. Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see 6 figures.
6 figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
gon' chase after this money, money, money. Talking 20,000, 50,000, 100,000. Let's get rich, nigga.
Rich, nigga.
Be about your money, don't worry about no bitch, nigga.
Bitch, nigga.
Tryna see six figures.
Six figures.
I'm big dog now, ain't no more being a little nigga.
Little baby, come on over, spend some time with me. All my niggas, they 100, they gon' ride with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, hey, can you vibe with me? You won't smoke, all my niggas, they gon' slide with me. Pour a cup, roll a blunt, and get high with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, born back like I never left. I'm cooking up on the beats, feeling like the chef. My nigga deep ball, roster boy got depth. Like a chain, don't have them boys to your neck. The flow sick, nigga, like a nigga got strep. EA in the game, I be getting reps. We walking different paths, so we can't intersect. You getting close, little nigga, better count your steps. Hey, now shawty bout to come through. It's not a plus one party, it's a plus two. I got between them hoes like an interlude. And then they all started coming like previews. Hey, now tell me what you on tonight. We on straight liquor, nigga, we don't need Sprite. Deuce, deuce, roll up, then we take flight. She came through, so I know she bout to take pipe. Hey, can you vibe with me? Till little baby come on over, spend some time with me. All my niggas, they 100, they gon' ride with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, hey, can you vibe with me? You won't smoke, all my niggas, they gon' slide with me. Pour a cup, roll a blunt, and get high with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, can you vibe with me? Can you vibe with me? Fall back, cause these boys, they gon' come with gats. I'm pushing tracks, so how we're going cut the sack. Bad real roll thick, we'll use blast. We rolling back to back, nigga, like we shooting crap. I heard they had issues, but they wanna scrap. She walking with that fat ass, that's gon' get a tap. Or should I say slam, pass it to the whole fam. Home run, baby, like we got a grand slam. Yeah, we chillin' out, get the car, deal them out. Running for his cash, put it in the bank account. All night long, nigga, we just hanging out. Take her to the crib, show her what I'm really about. Score's just then, baby, you a strong 10. With numbers like that, girl, you was born to win. Now my dog looking, saying that he wants your friend. It's a lit night, nigga, pour a mo' hen. Hey, can you vibe with me? Till the baby come on over, spend some time with me. All my niggas, they 100, they gon' ride with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, can you vibe with me? You won't smoke, all my niggas, they gon' slide with me. Pour a cup, roll a blunt, and get high with me. So just vibe with me, so just vibe with me. I said, can you vibe with me? Can you vibe with me? Can you vibe with me?
All right, we back. This is the Nick Mossep Hour. You know what I'm saying? My man M3 would get rich and vibe with me. We can't spend too much time because my man got to perform at the Dr. Lisa joint over there at Railroad Square.
Down to turn up.
You know what I mean? I'm going to try to get out there for a minute, much as I can. Call feedback and be like, come pick me up. feed my Uber. Man, y'all need to get y'all a fee. Instead just letting y'all know. You gotta get you a fee, dog. I wanna, you probably got a fee.
Nah, I ain't got no fee.
You ain't got a fee. Get you, not my fee. I'll have to crack your head open, but get you a fee, dog.
I ain't got a fee right now.
It'll happen, dog. But speaking of that, what you got planned for the future, man? What's the future for M3?
Right now, I'm working on an EP. I don't know what I'm going to call it yet, but I'm working on an EP.
Word.
I'm going to try to put that out around the spring. Get Rich, that we just played, that's streaming everywhere right now. I'm going to get ready to shoot a video to that, which has been long awaited.
Word.
People been asking me, what you going to do with that song, with the video at? Get it to the radio, do something with it. So about to do a big campaign with that over this winter, and then we're gonna slide into the EP. And then I'm also working on a sequel to the mixtape I dropped back in April called Free Samples. Y'all go check that out. That's on SoundCloud and Dat Piff. Free Samples. You can search me up, Blacksuit M3, it'll come right up. But working on a sequel to that. But all the songs on there, all of them got a sample on there. So it's some Aaliyah samples, Lauryn Hill, Monifa. It's a sample on every song. So it's a tight little project.
I like that swag. 25-year-old.
Working on a sequel to that. The sequel gonna be a little bit more. What's the word? It'll be a little bit more tailored for this generation.
Okay.
The other one's kind of like a little throwback. Like you said, showing I know a little something.
Because it looked like what's the joke? It looked like you taking samples from the year you was born. That'd be a tight concept. Take all the joints from like 94 and then just flip them.
I was kind of reaching there.
Yeah, like, that's a dope concept,
in
bro.
In the 90s around that time.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I know a little something, man. You know, I caught these songs at the tail end of them, so, you know, pay a little homage, do that. But more work on the sequel to that. But like I said, that one's going to be a little bit more, it's going to be a little bit more tailored to this generation.
All right, bet.
Don't turn up on that one.
All right, JC, if you said you can play the joint for UGR, so again, you're giving that clean version.
Gotcha.
So I can play it tomorrow. We're going to get it handled, man. We got you, man, JC. Appreciate you, bro. All right, so how can the people get in contact with you, bro?
Y'all can look me up. I'll pop up on anything, Blacksuit M3 on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud. I'll pop right up. Blacksuit M3, spelled just how it sounds. You can also look up Blacksuit Music. That's the label name. That's where the biz and the click come from. Y'all can look that up as well. You can find me that way.
Yeah, where the little homie at?
Well, he going to be at the show, man.
Okay.
He just had to, you know.
I just thought about that. Homie, what's my man's name?
D-Money, man.
D-Money, yo.
D-Money. Shout out to my boy.
I came in front. I seen D-Money at the Tarif joint. My man was like hype. Like, hey, what's up, Nick? I'm like, oh, shit. Like, bro. Like, my nigga was hype. Like, I appreciate that, man. All right. So, Yo, if you're looking at the YouTube joint, I'm going to have the information at the bottom. If you're listening to the podcast, if you look at the description of the podcast, you'll see his information in the description or whatever. Y'all can follow him. Again, it's Blacksuit M3.
Yeah.
So, y'all make sure y'all follow my mans.
Follow
you know
me.
What I mean? Make sure you hit him up on Twitter and Facebook. Let him know you heard the podcast. You know what I'm saying? And just go from there. So, again, like I said, my man got to run because he out here, he active, like West Coast, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
R.I.P. Badass, you know what I'm saying? So, appreciate you, bro.
Hey, appreciate you having me out, man.
No doubt. Get that clean to me.
I got you.
Get that clean. Matter of fact, you listen to the podcast all the live. Yo, get that clean to me as soon as you can. If you listen to the podcast, I got another week. So if you want to get on, email me your clean music at enigmaselt@gmail.com. That's enigmaselt @gmail.com. Make sure that thing clean, man. I'm a rep for you. I'm a rep for my hometown because I'm from here. JC from the West Coast, so he gonna rep that West Coast. He get the joke. Anyway, man, we're going to get up out of here. I appreciate you. Thank you, Fee, for holding me down with a hottie toddy. Got me messed up.
Everybody get him a Fee.
Shouts out to my mama in the back. Everybody get you a Fee. Boy, that can be the hashtag. Get you a Fee. Yeah, y'all need to start paying a Fee. Come on this podcast.
That way.
But, hey, after a while, 2020, nigga. 2020, y'all niggas. Give it up. Hey, play with y'all niggas. Shout out to FAMU, best football team in the city. Let's go out there and whoop. Was it Howard? Oh, yeah, we're going to beat Howard. And we're going to beat BCC. And we're just going to ride on now. Anyway, let me get up off this thing, man. Shout out to Pat. Shout out to Joe. I don't know if I said it. I think I did it last week or week before last, man. RIP to my man Pat. you know what I'm saying, lost his pops a couple weeks ago. So if I forgot, my apologies, bro. If I didn't forget, you know what I'm saying, just show him more love. You know what I'm saying, hold your head, man. Also, too, y'all make sure you listen to the other podcasts. Shout out Shelby, Joe, everybody else on Freedom Train Radio. Anyway, get up out of here. This your boy, Nick Mustafa Timber, and peace. Much love to you. One.